We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Us for a long, long time.
It's amazing.
I was on the show before. Shu. Mm-hmm. Danielle.
Yes.
LB.
Yep.
Before LB.
Yes.
Yes.
I remember when LB started. He and I hit it off right away.
Yeah.
And then it deteriorated from there.
No
and then
way.
We loved each other again.
No way. We always got along great.
I remember when LB used to come in and fill in for you when you would be off.
On vacation?
Yes. Can you imagine that?
I know.
You're like, what?
No.
And he was a huge Ace Ventura fan.
Oh, yeah.
So at the time, he would make a lot of all righty then. You know, like a lot of Jim Carrey impressions on the air.
Kev's like, really? Really? Oh, nice impression.
Oh, it was when the movie came out.
Yeah. And you know what? I feel bad because I tortured the great Chris Angle.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you know, I mean,
he couldn't wrap his head around what was going on.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
This buffoon is in my state. Because he was the consummate
professional.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes. And Chris sadly passed away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Major Dick passed away.
Yeah. Dick passed away.
We talked about it on the show, LB.
Major Dick passed away?
Yes.
Yeah. You did that.
When did we talk about it?
A while ago.
About it. It happened a couple months ago.
Oh, my gosh.
Unfortunately.
He forgot.
Yeah. Mrs. Yeah. Gazinia.
Yeah. 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 I was at both their wakes and funerals.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boy, Major, I got to tell you something. Major has the loveliest family.
Oh, like, yeah. Great
his
family.
His wife and daughters were just all beautiful.
Yeah. This is Shelley. Hello, Shelley.
Good morning.
Good morning, Shelley.
Hi.
What's going on?
I'd like to hear the Charles Nelson Reilly clip.
We're trying to find it. We're trying to find that. We're trying to find Brees on steroids, which somehow we can't find, but you're working on that?
Yeah, I know there is a Brees call.
Right.
Yeah, he's got his thumbs up, so that might mean we already have it.
Wait, did you find it? Did you guys find Brees on steroids?
Oh, he's saying
tease it. Okay, good. Yes. We'll do that at 7.
Which Jonas brother is that? Did you ever think?
I know. That's Frank Jonas.
Frank Jonas.
Yeah, the one who didn't get into music.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll play that at 7:20.
Okay.
Brees on steroids, which was very popular. Also, did you bring Front Bum in? A lot of people want to know if you brought the
Front Bum is, yes, actually, Shu has Front Bum over there with him.
Yeah. All right.
Wait.
Maybe we'll do Front Bum after the sports if you can find it.
Yeah, we should keep in mind that a lot of these things back in the day... Greg and I would collaborate on something. We would write it, and
what?
I would run out of
Wait,
the other...
I thought I was a hack who had no talent or anything like that.
Oh, that's...
Well, say, you're just giving
Have
me
you been a... on social media?
You're just giving me a writing... Are you giving me a writing credit that I don't really deserve?
Oh, yeah. No, yes. Absolutely. There's... I can say this about Greg without a doubt. There is nobody else... that I could go work with that we would be able to come up with the things that we did... as a collaborator.
Right.
And we would come up with stuff during a show, as Front Bum was.
Yeah.
And I would run in the other room and record it and come back in. It's not like we had these things planned a week in advance. It would be like a during the show thing.
What about the script? Did you stick to the script at all times?
<You know? laughs>
That always amazed me when I first started working with you guys, how quickly the turnover was. Greg would say, I have an idea. He'd write it down on some kind of scrap of paper or napkin. Yeah.
That was pre-rustling papers. I don't think I rustled. Right. Yeah. I was writing on a paper. Right. I didn't rustle the papers.
And he'd just hand it to Kevin and then say a couple of things to Kevin. Kevin would disappear for about 10 minutes and come back with like this complete whole giant bit.
Right.
You know, it was just amazing to watch that happen.
That's just me precluding the fact that my, is it Dan Fogelberg that sang that song?
No.
What?
It's Gordon.
Oh, I'm sorry. Gordon Lightfoot.
How dare you?
Jeez.
He's the Massachusetts guy, right?
No, he's from Canada. He doesn't sing
Massachusetts. He's from the Maritimes. He's from Prince Edward Island.
The Bee Gees sing Massachusetts, Dodo Bird.
Isn't he the one that has the... Edmund Fitzgerald song?
Yes, he does have the Edmund Fitzgerald. Of course he does. Yes.
Because I know you're a big fan.
Yes.
We used to talk about him a lot on the show. Yes. And so that was just me trying to dampen the fact that it's not the most in-tune singing you've ever heard. Because it's literally running in the other room, recording it, and bringing it back in.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Have you seen the absolute outrage of the listeners on the social media? Yes. I mean, that's what happened. Listen.
Unfortunately, we have.
If you listen to what... you have people who... Anytime there's a change in radio, television, there's people who are... That's what people like to get upset about stuff. And then all of a sudden, it's like the people who text in and say, hey, I can't stand your show. For instance, 6 months ago on Tuesday, March 15th at 7:42, you said this. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's, you know what it is.
Well, it's like getting a new haircut.
Yeah.
You know, two people are like, what'd you do?
Right.
And then, you know, like 27 other people are like, oh my God, you look 10 years younger.
I hope you mentioned Dr. Leonard at that point.
Yeah.
By the way, LB keeping Doc Leonard in the divorce, I believe. Yes,
keeping the lettuce.
Yes. All right. I got to give away a pair of tickets for the WAAF Summer Tour 2019. And right now, this hour, I am giving away a pair of tickets for Ghost at the DCU Center on October 21st. And we are giving away a pair of tickets every hour for some of the biggest shows of the summer. And that's happening every single weekday. And you get bonus chances this weekend. So, seventh caller right now at 617-764-9223 will win the tickets to go see Ghost at the DCU Center. The tickets are courtesy of Live Nation and Mass Concerts. And the WAAF Summer Tour 2019 is powered by Solar Wolf Energy. For more information, check out solarwolfenergy.com. And this is WAAF FM and HD1, Westboro, Boston, WEEI HD2 Lawrence, and WWBX HD2 here in Boston.
And now, LB.
It don't matter. None of this matters.
With a WAAF Sports Minute.
And yes, Kev, we still just do the papers.
Yeah, LB gets it from the newspaper still.
Thank you. Thank you, Rafi. 3-for-4 with the bomb and 4 ribbies.
Devers hits this one high, deep to left. Will it make it over? It does. Home run, Rafael Devers. Just into the first row of the monster seats. So much like what we saw the last inning with a home run by Hernandez after the Red Sox scored. Here, after Toronto ties things up, Rafael Devers takes it into the monster seats and the Sox take a 2-1 lead.
That is my new coworker, Dale Arnold.
Yeah,
that's right.
Doing a great job on the game last night.
Yeah, Red Sox Radio
with Joe.
Way to work, Uncle Dale.
Yeah.
Brock Holt added a ribby on the 3-4 night as 3-for-4 night as well. Eduardo Rodriguez gets win number 11. The one pitcher that's having a great year. The finale of the 4-game set is today at noon. Chris Sale is on the bump. The David Price-Dennis Eck feud continues.
He's went on the radio and talked about it. He's done it again. 2017, I addressed it. I told you guys in front of the camera that I wish I'd have handled it differently. We had a meeting set up in 2017. You know, we had a meeting. He backed out. Honestly, I just think it's trash. I saw his special on MLB Network. The one thing that definitely stood out to me, he had zero former teammates in that interview. Not one. Talking about him. It was him talking about himself.
Why is David Price lowering himself to discuss his feud with Dennis Eckersley? I get that, you know, Dennis Eckersley was interviewed by Chad Finn of the Globe, the guy who is doesn't believe that there will be any, that I will bring any revenue or ratings to WEI, you know, that guy. The interview is a great interview. I don't know if anybody read it or not. It's a fantastic interview, and Dennis Eckersley talks a lot about his addiction issues and about some of his struggles in life, and then he's asked about the David Price incident, mm-hmm. so he comments on it.
Right,
I don't know why Like, why is David Price worrying about that? He ought to be worrying about securing a wild card spot for the Red Sox.
I think the main reason David Price brings this up is because they're like 10 games back of the Yankees.
Distraction? Is it a distraction?
That's probably not happy. Yeah,
that's probably why.
Yeah. I mean, it seems kind of
ridiculous. You're right, Greg. He should be focusing on other things like pitching.
Yeah, it seems kind of ridiculous to me. But all right, LB.
Yeah, that's one of those things. Everybody needs to move on.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Elijah Pumpsy Green. The first African-American to play for the Red Sox. He was 85. He passed away yesterday.
Amazing when you read about him as well. You know, the Red Sox, the last team to integrate in Major League Baseball.
1959.
Pumpsy was the first guy to come and to play here in Boston as an African-American player. And so, you know, I was reading about him last night. He went on to teach and to at a high school and to coach baseball at that high school. And amazing story about his life.
What's amazing is that they hired an African American pitcher. That, you know, I don't know if he was any good, but they hired him specifically because when they had to go on the road, he couldn't stay with the team a lot of times.
Uh-huh.
So he would have someone to room with.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because of the segregation laws.
All right, anything else, LB?
Big welcome officially to new Celts stars Kemba Walker and big man Enes Kanter. They had their press conferences yesterday. Kemba Walker, 20 points a game. He's legit. He's going to replace Kyrie. The 148th Open Championship from Portrush, Ireland, Northern Ireland, is underway as we speak. It's the oldest of all majors in pro golf. And if I'm not mistaken, the good old boys in NASCAR are trading paint at New Hampshire Motor Speedway this weekend. Great track, great family event. And go out and enjoy. I'm LB. It's an AF Sports Minute.
Thank you, LB. It is 7:11, and Kevin Barbary is here.
Yeah.
As we say goodbye.
Well.
For the second to last day of the longest goodbye in radio history, and this is Grill Guy. Hello, Grill Guy.
Good morning, crew. How are we doing?
What's up, Grill Guy?
I just want to say I've been listening to you since 1993, high school, then through the Army and all that stuff. And I wanted to say thank you for all the years and the morning show and all that. And I wanted to bring up my one of my memories with Kevin and being the 50th anniversary of Ted Kennedy's crash.
Yes.
I was thinking of the song I Drove in the Water.
Yes, we could try to do that. Absolutely. We'll see if we can do that. We'll see that.
I wanted to thank you for all the years, and I will be listening to you on EEI when we go through with Mike and LB in the afternoon on AF.
Thanks. So, all right.
Thank you very much, guys.
Thanks, kid.
I can't wait. We're going to debut the new show on the 29th of July. I'm pleased to say that the couple of the guys who were on the old show down there are going to stick around. Ken, Curtis, those guys are sticking around.
Yep.
And so I think I had a couple questions about whether those guys were going to be on the new show or not, and they are. And so we'll, as we get a little closer to the debut of the new show, we'll be able to, be able to share more about that. Or maybe we'll make it a surprise. Oh. Maybe I'll tease it for a week.
Oh, God.
It's a full week tease on the new show.
Isn't that part of your new deal? They made you cut back like 8% on the teases? Or did they make
teasing?
You go up more?
That's how we got the gig.
God.
I am the greatest teaser in the history of radio teases. Yes. That's how I got the gig.
Dollar signs are coming out of their eyeballs every time Greg opens his mouth.
All right. We're gonna do Brees on steroids and more of Kevin Radio Gold coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Saying goodbye one content replay opportunity at a time. And it is 7:22, and Kevin Barbary is here with us. And Kevin spent a good 19 years on this show. This is Duff. Hello, Duff.
Hey, how's it going?
What's going on?
Not much. Well, speaking of the days when Kevin Barbary was on your air, I'm just going to thank you guys for all your support of local music over the years, both your show and the station as a whole.
Oh, well, the radio station, absolutely. The radio station has a legacy mm-hmm. when it comes to that.
Yeah, you Bay State Rock has been on for maybe as long as you have.
Probably, yes. Yeah, yes.
The show. Yeah.
Yes. And, of course, that will continue. I mean, nothing is going to – if you love this radio station, nothing is going to change other than the fact that you can now hear Mike Hsu and the Cinder Block in the afternoon.
Yeah.
So you'll be able to hear Hsu and LB in the afternoon, and you'll be able to listen to Danielle and myself in the morning on WEEI. So,
and enough with the texts and the emails about the expectations that because I'm on in the afternoon that I'm not going to F up the sports.
Right, you're going to continue
Look,
to F
my,
up the...
That's my gig.
Right.
That's
right.
My shtick.
Yeah. Right.
You want real sports, tune in to ESPN.
Well, it's good timing.
tune in to EEI.
I was saying. Well, if you...
Hill Dog will be knocking it down in the morning.
That's all these people who go, how are you going to talk about sports? You mean like every other fan in the... every other masshole fan in the universe who talks about sports? That's all they do.
Yeah.
Here's a text that says the afternoons are perfect for LB because he has been mailing it in for years, and that's when the mail normally is delivered.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes, that is true.
True.
Yes, I never even...
Maybe we can make a bit about that, Shoe Dog.
What do you mean? You've had a bit for like 20 years.
Right?
This is Pete. Hello, Pete. Hey, Pete?
Yeah.
What's going on? What's up, Pete?
Yeah, so I called in a few years ago, and I just like to embarrass celebrities a little bit.
Yes.
I'm sure you remember when I embarrassed Joe Rogan.
I don't remember you embarrassing Joe Rogan, but I
remember I met you at your 20th party down in Boston, and I told you, remember when I called in and Joe Rogan was talking, and I said, hey, do you remember you drinking your own urine?
I don't remember anything about this, but I'm glad it was a moment.
We've all drank our own urine here, sir.
I'm glad that was a moment for you.
Yeah.
All right. Multiple requests over this week for this next bit, which came about because I came into work and was telling everybody that my son, Brees, had... the croup, which if you're a parent and you're a newer parent, there's nothing more terrifying than your kid getting the croup.
Oh.
Like they have that horrendous hacking cough.
Oh.
You think they can't. They're not
they're
able to
die
breathe.
Every time they
yes,
cough.
Yes, yes. So my son Brees got that, and I mentioned that we had taken him to the emergency room because. You know, you're paranoid new parents, and that's what you do. Mm-hmm. And that they had given him steroids because they give you the steroid treatment.
Right.
So I mentioned that, and that is the way this went when this happened. So take a listen.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, I couldn't find the phone.
Oh.
What's up?
Kevin wanted me to call and see how Brees was doing.
Fine.
He was concerned about the steroid use due to the treatment for croup.
Why is that?
Young little kid on steroids.
What?
He's fine?
He's fine.
Let me talk to him.
All right, hold on.
Daddy wants to talk to you. Good morning, Daddy. How are you?
Brees!
I'm feeling much better. I think this steroid actually worked. I do not have the croup anymore.
Oh, really? Croup's all gone?
I'm very excited.
Yeah.
And you know what else?
What?
You know what else happened?
What?
This morning when I got up, me and Julia were playing.
Yeah.
And she was sitting on the couch, and she would not move from where I wanted to sit.
Yeah.
And I dropped the ball under the couch, and then you know what happened?
What?
You know what happened?
What?
I picked up the couch, and I threw it out the window.
Oh.
I got the ball back.
All right.
Excellent. And you know what I did then?
What?
I picked up one of your guys. clubs, and I bent it around the corner in the front yard. It was excellent.
Well, I'm glad that you're feeling better. Kevin was concerned, and Shu and the guy. So I'm glad, and I'll be home later, and I hope that you will have your room cleaned when I get home.
Have my room cleaned? You want me to clean my room?
Yes.
Why don't you clean your room? I don't clean my room. You clean my room. Let me tell you something. I don't have a poopy diaper on right now. Go clean up some stupid room and throw the little tag stuff in the closet just because some man who thinks he's a big guy tells me something 2 minutes away from the video game, all right?
All right.
Let me tell you that.
All right.
All right. I love you, Daddy.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Goodbye.
All time great.
Wow.
All time great.
Awesome.
All time great. this is Chris. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Greg. I want to remember you from the V66 days of yesterday.
Yes. Is that it? Okay. All right.
All right.
Yes. A little tribute.
Yes.
That was the beginning of the beginning.
That's correct.
That was a fantastic call. We have the best callers in the world.
Tremendous.
If you've ever listened, tremendous. We've got many more great calls coming up. Just stay tuned.
What do you make of the video that has surfaced of our president partying at Mar-a-Lago with Jeffrey Epstein?
Ah, yes.
Mm. And a bevy of smokes.
Does not look good.
It was ages ago, though, wasn't it?
It was 1992?
It was a long time ago.
Do you know what's funny about that?
One of the first things we ever did when I came to work for you.
Yeah.
Was we tried to call Donald Trump on his birthday.
Yes.
And we kept calling back, and I pretended to be a different famous person each time.
Yes,
and each time we would get closer and closer to them.
Yes.
We basically prank called a future president.
Yes, yes. Well, we played the audio the other day of Donald Trump 7 or 8 years ago on this show.
I remember.
And I asked him about whether or not he would ever run for the presidency or not.
Yeah.
And he was somewhat glib about that.
Sorry to cut in, guys, but Donald Trump is on the hotline.
Well, I believe Trump is an employee of NBC, I believe. Mr. Trump.
How are you?
How are you?
Well, you're talking about one of my favorite subjects, Iraq.
I know. Uh-oh. You're not a guy who's in favor of what we're doing over there.
I'm not a Bush fan.
No, which I can't believe. I mean, you got so much dough. How can you not be a Republican?
Well, you know, the economy works well both ways, and it works badly both ways, frankly. It has nothing to do with Republican or Democrat. The war is a total catastrophe.
It is?
It has been from the beginning.
You think it's right for NBC to and the New York Times to call this a civil war now? I mean,
well, I don't think it matters. I think it's irrelevant what you call it. It's certainly a mess. They should just call it a mess, not a civil war. It's worse than a civil war.
Right.
I was reading today Tom Friedman in the New York Times. It's sort of interesting. He's got an interesting description. So I don't think it matters whether you call it civil war or not. We're beyond that.
Why don't you run for president?
A lot of people have been asking me, but I'm just enjoying what I'm doing between the Learning Annex and all of these speeches that I'm making for the Learning Annex.
There's no money in running for president.
Well, you get
all sorts of regulations you got to follow. Yeah.
Have you seen his TV show? Why trade in politics for the hotties you got coming on in front of you all day long?
Well, I've had a good time, and you know, The Apprentice became the number one show on television, and the Learning Annex is crazy. What's happening there? We have thousands, tens of thousands of people showing up to these Learning Annex speeches that I make, and we have a lot of fun with it. And that'll be great on Sunday. That'll be fantastic.
Yeah. Now we will put a plug in for that. And
that's back. Apparently, that's back when the president used to read the New York Times.
Yeah. back then.
He was a big fan.
Back then.
Wow. He was so calm and collected.
Yeah, relaxed.
Yes.
You know, many people are asking me that, Greg. Many people are saying I should run for president.
Let's see here. This is Reverse Title Fight Mike. Hello. Hey, Reverse Title Fight Mike. What's up?
Not much. What's going on, everybody?
Hey, Mike. What's going on?
This is actually more for Shu. Now, I don't ask for much, but is there any chance we could kick off the weekend tomorrow at 10 a.m.? You know when it started off with the stranger? That about dozen reps are all on up. And then it played Bang on the Drums all day by Todd Rundgren, I think.
Yep. I remember about that.
Can we play that tomorrow at 10? It'll probably bring a tear to my eye.
A texter wanted to know if we're going to replay LB crying over how soft the hands of Larry were.
Yes.
I don't know if we have that or not, but we. I think
what a loser I am for like being passionate about a World War.
I think they're texting because they were moved by it or something.
Well, I was moved by it.
I've seen OB cry twice in the 20 years I was here, and I'm sure you already played the lottery ticket.
Yes, we did. I think
greatest of all time.
Yeah, we played the LB Hypnotized stuff the other day.
We're all going to Hawaii. Right? Yes, isn't that what I live like king? Yes. Isn't that what I said?
Were you able to get drunk Danielle? Because people have been requesting drunk Danielle for the last couple of days.
Yeah, okay. We had about a good 35 minutes
of drunk Danielle.
Yeah, but we whittled it down to her drunkest moments.
Okay.
Let me just track that down here.
What was this? You came in. You had been overserved the night before.
All day, there was a Pats game.
Yes.
So I started at Hooters in Saugus, and we made our way across Route 1 to the Kowloon.
This is another drunk day. During the bar pizza challenge, there were some beverages for our judges.
Yes.
Which I believe Danielle may have helped herself to some or not.
Okay.
and this was like the last, it was during the last hour of the show.
Okay.
And we spoke about this because she was called into a meeting afterwards.
Oh, yes. Yeah, okay. Right. Danielle, what is wrong with you?
What? I just love the word douche.
I know you do.
It's douche.
The man is saying douche.
The lyric
that Bruce.
Oh boy.
She's
not coming in Monday.
No, I mean honestly,
this is a downward spiral through the whole weekend.
This is my best show. This is number two only to the Hangover show.
Well, yes, because you're...
I'm putting out fires all over the place. I'm dealing with text crises. I'm trying to eat pizza, pound cider, and a flavor of IPA.
Busy. I know. You're four ciders deep, and it's 9:05 in the morning.
Just because my tolerance is higher than yours, Captain, I drink Pappy Van Winkle and a friggin' cocktail. Guy. Way to ruin perfectly good liquor.
Really? I mean...
Let me put some 7-Up in it.
Oh, God.
Listen to this. Text. In all seriousness, Danielle, just when I thought you couldn't get any sexier, listening to you pound ciders and pack away the pizza has me flying full mast. I would marry you today.
That's very sexy.
Here's Jeff. Hello, Jeff. Hey.
Good morning and welcome to your show. I'm calling from the hallway.
Jeff, you're supposed to leave the building. The listeners don't stay for a long time. You're supposed to leave.
When I can afford Starbucks, I put Trump on and they don't call it. They just wait for the coffee.
Oh, wait, you say Trump and then they don't call? They refuse to call it?
They just say large coffee. You know, they just say venti with cream.
Oh, God.
That's awesome. Everybody should try that. Yeah.
Good for you. Now get out of our hallway.
Jeff is great.
No, he's awesome.
I love Jeff.
You're so hot.
I think it's
him.
Funny
you
that he's
him.
A big dude with like a 5-year-old voice.
You're so flirtatious with him. You love him.
I expected him to be like Squeak in basketball.
You notice that she won't answer when I say that you've been so flirtatious with him since he got here.
Yeah, I know. We just had sex in the hallway.
Oh, you did?
It was great. In front of the RKO people is amazing.
That's awesome.
Really?
No. Oh my God.
Maybe you should drink every Friday.
Yeah, so maybe I should drink every day.
I'll bring whatever you want.
If it comes down to which member of the morning show you would rather drink, would it be Albie or me?
There's already one who drinks.
That's what I'm saying. But if you had the choice,
there's already one who drinks every day. But I'm saying as a radio thing, you should drink.
Fridays are good. I've got the other days covered. Okay?
If I come with the laser show Friday Drunk Funny and LB all of a sudden is like Mr. Nancy Know It All with the Google machine, and he's like, actually, Homan, they prefer to say among here in the United States. Amongst is a more British thing, and it's actually whom.
I don't think that's going to happen. And you're,
I don't mean to correct.
You mean so it's going to be like opposite day?
It's bizarro world.
Right. Now, a lot of texters want to know just exactly how... Oh, you're
What happened?
She just drank the whole entire cider down.
Do you need a towel?
It just came out her nose.
She just shotgunned. She took her keys out and shotgunned the
cider. Oh, my God. Can we get a tarp in here?
She shotgunned the cider. There was a break for 4 seconds where she wasn't talking.
Wow. I didn't know the rules, guy.
And then, so several texters want to know. They want to know how drunk you are and if there's a chance of getting a boob snap today.
No, it's not on your happening.
Somebody's getting laid tonight.
Don't mistake
your Chinese restaurant is getting some action.
Don't mistake my lack of caring on a Friday for intoxication. Trust me, if you've been out with me, you know it's going to take a lot more than like one downy.
Listen, you're crushing it. I've never done what you're doing today ever. You are just amazing.
I'm sweating.
Yes, I'm take this thing off.
That's what happens.
Yes, queen. Yes, queen. Yes, queen.
Well, there she is.
Yep.
I'm sweating.
He's sassy.
Drunk, I am.
Drunk Deirdre. Yep. Drunk Daniela. Yep. Drunk Deandra. This is Tyler. Hey, Tyler.
Good morning, Mr. Hill.
What's happening?
Hello, gorgeous.
Hi.
Hi.
I wasn't sure if that was me or not.
Hey, babe.
I wanted to say goodbye.
Goodbye.
And I wanted to bring up my favorite drop that Kevin used to play.
Yes.
It was the Brees bit you just played reminded me. It was around the time that Arnold, it was found out that he was doing the maid.
Yes.
And Kevin used to play, it was a sound effect. It was a Arnold on a bed and then a gunshot. And it used to crack me up all the time. It was my favorite.
Arnold on a bed and a gunshot.
What about a texter wants to know if we have any of the Ted's Frozen Head interviews?
Oh God!
With Ted Williams
Frozen Head.
Yeah, when we used to call the or go to the cryogenics place and interview Ted Williams Frozen Head. We could try to find those.
Yeah,
before the
that's
weekends.
A spaz special. That was one that I didn't have access to that he was doing. So we might have it somewhere here.
By the way, we have to. We're kind of up against the clock, but when we come back, we have to talk about the spaz thing with the Rodney Dangerfield bit. Oh. Kevin, we have to. I don't want to give it away, but we have to talk about that. We have to talk about that. What about My Time Maria? A texter wants My Time Maria because the Red Sox won last night. Yeah, because the Red Sox finally won a game last night. All right. So we're reliving some of the content of the last 28, almost 29 years of this show. And if there's something you want, you certainly can call or you can text. The text line is 97107. What about Tiger Woods? When Tiger used to call, texter wants to know if we can play any of that.
We have the Tiger Woods Gruntometer.
Oh, we do?
Yes. Which was a device he came up with.
A texter wants to know if we have Afghan Top 40.
Yes, we have that as well.
Oh wait, remind me what that was. Afghanistan Top 40, was that during the war or something like that?
Yeah, we were talking about how the radio stations over there were different than ours.
Yes.
But they had countdown shows to try and relate
still
to
had,
the troops.
They still had like their own version of American Top 40. I'm Casey Kasem.
Yes.
Do we have that? All right. Well, so this is about, we're talking about how they were trying to imitate American radio because the soldiers were over there. And so they had their own version of the syndicated program, American Top 40, the legendary program with the great Casey Kasem. And here's the way that went.
Afghanistan Top 40.
I'm Casey Ben Kasem with the Afghanistan Top 40, now heard on such remote stations as WPOW Guantanamo Bay, All Freedom Rock, all day long. And hello to our new Iraqi listeners tuning in secretly in fear on Radio Sodom. Long live Sodom. Supreme Master Hussein is number one. At number five this week, that was Filter with Hey Man, Nice Weapon of Mass Destruction. Before that, Nickelback with You Remind Me of a Camel Wearing a Dress I Once Had Sex With. And at number seven, for the third week in a row, Sodom in Chains with Man in a Country the U.S. is going to Destroy if They Don't Comply Very Soon, This Time We Mean It.
The Afghanistan Top
40.
Now we're coming up on our long-distance dedication from a man and his hired lookalike who both show up at the same place at the same time and fall in love. Stay tuned. It's up next on the Afghanistan Top 40.
You're amazing.
That's amazing.
I'm Casey Kasem.
Rest in peace.
Yes, Casey's no one. Casey's no longer with
us. So many people whose voices I did are passed on.
Yes, that's the real Hillman Jinx. All right, Kevin Barbary's here on the show for a good 19 years, and we're playing his best stuff. We're going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back at 8. As we've done all week, right after 9, I will play another live in-studio performance. This one really means something to me in my heart because of a former soulmate of mine who was a camp counselor. Well, she could be my soulmate, whether or not I'm her soulmate, too. But yes,
that's a
live in-studio performance. We'll play that at 9:05 this morning.
Let me just show you something here. See, this is the thing that you use. All you have to do, if you have, you know, like one good finger, is you just use your finger like this, see?
Oh, yeah, use that finger. Work it, oh, yeah.
It just goes like that, and you put it here, like this. You see, and then you can make perfect circles, like that.
Oh, make those circles.
But what if I blocked you? I can't do this. Am I only my
finger? No, 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 here, try it here. Try it here.
Come on, put it there, oh, yeah.
Okay.
So just come over there.
There you go.
See, there, yeah, yeah. See how easy it is? Sure.
Oh, my God.
This is not really John Madden, and you're listening to the Hillman Morning Show, and it's on WAAF.
In the midst of the long goodbye for this show, the WAAF Summer Tour 2019 rolls on, and I have another pair of tickets to give away this hour. In fact, in just a couple of minutes, we'll give away a pair of tickets to go see Slayer at the Mass Mutual Center. And as I said yesterday, wait till I give away the first pair of Slayer tickets down at the new radio station. Well, won't they be excited about that?
Oh, yeah.
Kevin Barbary is here, and we are replaying some of Kevin's radio gold moments on this show. What was the – I don't remember the Tiger Woods bit that you were talking about before.
Yes, so there was a discussion on the radio about how we were talking about the tennis grunts that ladies do. And you know, I heard your interview with Anna Kournikova where you were talking about the grunts again.
Yes. Did you need a shower afterwards?
That is not the interview I was thinking of.
Oh, you're thinking
There's another one, a creepier one. There's an older one.
There's an even creepier one.
Where you were definitely hitting on Anna that was kind of weird. Yes. So anyway, that went into a conversation about the female golfers grunting.
Yes.
And we played some sounds of some, and then this was during Tiger Woods' whole Ambien 15,000 girlfriends.
Ambien sex.
Yeah.
That was his phase, his ambient sex phase.
Right.
His
Thanksgiving was ruined by his... But so this is a bit about a product he put out.
Okay.
Hi, this is Tiger Woods. As a professional golfer, I've often had to play around with women in my off time. I don't like it, but I'm mainly just looking to get laid. But you know, it's difficult to tell by a chick's golf grunt if she can back it up in the sack. Well, now you can get a better idea of what kind of woman they are in bed with my Tiger Woods Grunt-O-Meter. The Tiger Woods Grunt-O-Meter. Attach it directly to your penis, and it registers the sluttiness of female golfers based on their powerful golf grunt.
Oh, hi, Tiger. Mind if we play through?
Huh, no, not at all. Go ahead. Whoa, full boner. She'll definitely do anal. The Tiger Woods Grunt-O-Meter. And by the way, it doesn't work on fatties or chicks with mustaches. Available now at all golf pro shops.
Oh, jeez. Hey, it's only good fun,
can
folks.
Somebody pre, can somebody pre-listen to this stuff?
Oh, my God.
I have a reputation uphold.
Oh, we haven't, heard, we haven't heard that in a while. Boy, oh, boy.
You know how to get LB to laugh. Yeah. You just have to, it's the low-hanging fruit.
Butt jokes. Come on.
Speaking of LB, of course, because everybody's always asking me, I'm going to debut the Greg Hill show, the new show on WEEI, which is 93.7, on the 29th of this month, so a week from Monday. And then on the 30th, the new afternoon show here at WAAF, the Mark Hsu and the Cinder Block program will debut. And
I want to call it the Feng Hua Bus on Fire.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what you're going to call it?
Yeah, but it's only a buck.
Yes.
Costs you a buck.
Who gets the Larry Bud Melman of the morning show? Spaz. In Spaz, a divorce. Where's he going to wander over?
He's going to work for both for free, he said. He doesn't mind. He doesn't mind. Spaz has been sharing a lot of video content on his Twitter feed.
Yeah.
He shared the wrestling match with Heavy Hottie Heather in the banana pudding or butterscotch pudding.
Was it chocolate?
Yeah.
Yes.
He shared that. He shared that the other day, yesterday on his.
Where
on
is
his,
he today?
He was in Monday. All right. One day's enough.
Yeah.
I gotta give these tickets away. So if you are the seventh caller right now at 617-764-9223. That's 617-764-9223. Then you're going to win a pair of tickets to go see Slayer at the Mass Mutual Center on November 8th. We are giving away tickets for the biggest shows of the summer all day, every day here at WAAF. So every single weekday, you can win a pair of tickets every single hour. And this weekend, you get bonus chances to win. The tickets are courtesy of Live Nation and Mass Concerts. And the WAAF Summer Tour 2019 is powered by Solar Wolf Energy. For more information, check out solarwolfenergy.com. Today's weather, Danielle,
brought to you by Solar Wolf Energy. That summer sun is hot. They can help you save some cold, hard cash. It's like Christmas in July. If your AC is costing you a ton of money each month, think about going solar. Learn about rebates and other benefits of installing solar panels at solarwolfenergy.com. Brought to you also by Cantiani Insurance. It's summertime and you're feeling good. Don't let your insurance payment bring you down. Talk to Cantiani for any bike, boat, or auto insurance needs and see how they can help. Visit CantianiAgency.com, locations in Worcester or Douglas, Mass. Cantiani Insurance, where you always come first.
All right, it's going to be cloudy, and the temperature is going to be in the 70s today. And hopefully it won't be anywhere near as swassy as it was yesterday. We get a little break before the really hot weather arrives this weekend. I think they're talking about it's going to be like 100 or whatever.
I had to eat an entire watermelon sherbet Friendly's cake just to stay cool.
Oh, you had
yesterday.
To? You had to? The whole thing?
It was tough.
Were you crying at the time?
let's see. Oh, speaking of Heather, I believe that she is on the phone this morning. Hello, Heather.
Good morning, everybody. How you been?
How you doing?
I'm doing all right, thanks.
What's going on?
So, Spaz sharing the video, worst 8 minutes of my life, but it's probably the longest he's ever lasted with a girl in his.
Yeah, ew. I mean, Spaz, you and Spaz wrestled at the Boston Billiard Club in Nashua, New Hampshire, and it is something that I saw that I quite frankly wish I hadn't, but it was a great moment and you're a great sport about doing that, and so glad you checked in this morning.
Yep, glad to see you. I wish you guys all the best. Love you. We're gonna miss the format as it is, and you know, that was a great night because it was once again you giving back to the community. We raised a bunch of money for an officer that had fallen in the line of duty.
Yes,
and glad to be a part of that. And again, best of luck. We love you guys. We'll miss you.
All right. Love you, too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.